Hey everybody, this is Matt. This is our sixth episode of the Prank Call series, our first one in a few months. And if you're listening to this anywhere but the blog, that means you have found our new RSS feed and you deserve some sort of praise. Unfortunately, I don't have anything for you now except this episode, so enjoy.
Hello?
Hi, are you the one selling the Volkswagen Bug?
You mean the little knick-knack thing?
Excuse me?
You mean the little knick-knack that goes on the shelf?
It's on the shelf? Like, is it broken down?
Dude, it's not a real car. It's a knick-knack. It's under collectibles.
Well, I got your number from a friend who said that you were selling a Volkswagen Bug.
Yeah, it's a collectible Avon thing.
So is it like really expensive if it's a collectible? Because I used to have one, but it broke down.
No, it's not real expensive, but it's just a little thing that sits on a shelf.
So like, what's the price?
$15.
$15? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Has it been serviced recently?
Pardon me?
Has it been serviced recently?
Goodbye, dude. I told you, it's not a car.
It's a Volkswagen Bug. Item.
It's a collectible item.
I want a collectible car. Ma'am, I don't see the problem. What am I missing?
You act like it's a real car that runs. It
Why would you put a Volkswagen
run
on there that doesn't run?
Read the ad again. It's not
I don't
a
have the ad.
Vehicle.
I got it from a friend.
Jesus.
Thank you for calling your place in Walmart. Save money, live better. How may I help you?
Hi, I need to talk to someone about some cleaning supplies.
Like what do you mean? A manager or something? Or
Just anyone that could give me a little bit of advice because I got to find something kind of specific.
Oh, well, let's see. He doesn't work nights on Saturday and Sunday. Hold on.
Okay.
This is Assistant Manager Barbara. How may I help you?
Hi, I just need some help with some cleaning supplies.
For what?
Some cleaning supplies. I need advice on a certain cleaning supply.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm looking for something that's like that can get deep down into something because I was supposed to take care of my dad's property while he was gone, and I was pulling into the driveway, and I hit his dog. And
ooh.
I need to clean it up. And then I freaked out and I backed up and I hit his horse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I need something that can get deep in there and not necessarily leave like a mark because I kind of just want to tell him that they ran away because I'm kind of scared to tell him. And he kind of did that to me when I was a kid. So I feel like it's okay.
Honestly, I would try to use... I would go to Homebase.
Homebase?
They have some heavy-duty cleaners that will take the markings out of everything.
Okay, does that work on blood, too?
Uh-huh.
Okay, like, well, because I know, like, the area is kind of, like, porous and concrete. I was wondering, does it, like, get deep down? Will I be able to get something that can get, like, deep down in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
I hate to send you away to another company, but Home Depot has some awesome stuff for that type of thing.
No, that's fine. I need something really strong, like.
Yeah, Home Base has the stuff that you can either dilute it or keep it that strong to actually kill off that. We sell the diluted stuff that wouldn't get into it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I need something like super strong.
Yeah, I would go to Home Depot.
Okay.
I would send you to Lowe's, but Home Depot's cheaper.
Yeah, I don't really like Lowe's.
So, alrighty?
Alright, well, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. How was she so cool with that? Oh, you hit his dog? Oh, and his horse, too? Oh, alright, here's what you need.
Thank you for calling your ring to Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Hi, can I talk to someone in electronics?
Oh, yeah, this is electronics.
I'm just looking for a game.
What's it called?
La Nore.
La Nore?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. What game system?
Xbox 360.
Is it La Nore?
I don't think so. I think this is a different game.
Okay. One moment, please.
Okay.
No, sir, I'm sorry, we don't.
You don't have it at all?
Nope.
I
checked three times.
You checked three times? Jeez.
Yep.
It's a detective game based in Madrid with Juan Phelps.
The only detective game I can find is L.A. Noir.
It's like L.A. Noir, but it's La Nore.
I can try one more time.
That'd be great.
One moment. Sir, I checked again, and I still can't find it.
Do you think it might be under El Nore? I just thought
of that
right now. Okay.
Nope, we don't.
Oh, that's a shame. Do you have any of the Call of Victory games at all?
Call of Victory?
Mm-hmm.
For 360?
Yes, ma'am.
One moment.
Okay.
Nope, we don't have that one either.
Okay, do you guys have any, like, Monkey Kong games at all?
Monkey Kong?
Yes.
One moment.
Okay.
Nope, we don't have those either.
That's a shame. Do you have any of the, like, Badlands series or Cogs of Battle or anything like that?
I can check. One moment.
Okay.
Nope, we don't have those either.
Oh, that really sucks. These are all games I got to try out when I was in Nicaragua, and I figured if they had them, you guys probably had them, but...
I'm sorry.
I guess not. Well, thanks for your help.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Have a nice day.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
How may I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for calling us. I hope you help me.
Hello?
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
It's Walmart.
Why is the phone ringing?
Walmart Electronics.
This electronic.
Hello?
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 Hi, are you selling the antique map?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because me and my friend were going to take a trip over to Czechoslovakia, and I kind of need a map.
It's all written in Czech.
My friend can read Czech. He's from the area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, okay, I mean, how antique is it? Because we kind of need something to show us around.
It's over 100 years old. It's it was made during the time when the ship was built, the Titanic.
The what?
The Titanic ship. My
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
On one of those ships. The Titanic ship that was on the movie, the Titanic.
I'm sorry, I have no idea.
Oh, God.
the famous ship, van line ship that people went over on the ocean that sank in the ocean?
I think I might know what you're talking about.
Okay. I'm going to have to give you my home phone number because I'm running out of minutes here.
Okay. All right. I can get that.
Okay. It's 402.
Okay.
598-9206. Or no, that's the wrong number. 553-5456.
Okay, so that was 653-5456?
553. 553?
Okay. 553-5456. Okay, so 402-553-6456.
5456.
Oh, okay. 5456. 554-5456.
No, I'll call you back. You still got the numbers wrong.
Well,
I'll call you back.
Here, let me write it down again, ma'am.
I'm running out of minutes, sir, on my phone.
It's it won't even take a minute.
It's 553.
Okay, 553.
54.
54.
56.
66.
56.
Oh, 56.
That's correct.
Okay, so 553-5456.
5456, that's correct.
Okay, and that was very
all
okay.
Right. Yep.
All right, awesome.
Okay, just call me back and I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello, huh?
Hi, are you the one giving the $1 massage?
Yeah, $1 a minute.
$1 a minute?
$1 a minute, uh-huh.
Okay, because I had an injury recently. I was walking my dogs, and they took off from me, and I pulled something in my calf.
Oh, wow.
So, uh-huh. I mean, so it's $1 a minute. I mean, how often, like, how long do I need to be there?
However long you want. Yeah.
Well, because like.
Do you live near us? Did you want to come there to the office?
I mean, yeah, I could. I feel like.
Yeah.
$1 a minute. You know, I don't know. I think it's kind of false advertising because this is $1.
Well, I did put minute after the dollar.
It says massage $1. And like, I don't want to do it for 1 minute because that's not gonna heal my calf, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, it's $1 a minute, then you can have however many minutes you want. But I did put minute. Maybe it just didn't register. I put $1 and then minute after it.
I mean,
so I don't know.
That's why I called. That's why I was so eager. Like, you could hear the eagerness in my voice when I called. Like, I mean, is it just you? Do you give the massages? Because I kind of need someone, like, with strong hands, like a man.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, there's no men working where I work.
Do you have strong hands?
Yeah, I've been told that many times.
Okay, good. Because I think I'd kind of need the deep tissue thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I know how to do medical massage and deep, you know, deep stuff and sports massage and things like that, deep tissue and lomi-lomi.
Do you do any asphyxiation therapy?
No.
You don't do that where it's kind of like it's you get an oxygen tank and you kind of get the oxygen pumping and then you kind of hold your breath for a while.
No.
It increases the lung capacity, oxygen throughout the rest of your body. You got to do it with a tourniquet.
Oh. I'm pretty wild.
You haven't done anything like that before?
No.
Okay, so it's $1 a minute. So if I want to do it for, I don't know, half an hour, how much would that be?
Then that's $30.
$30? Is there any, like, service charges with it? Is there tax? I mean...
No tax. Just cash.
Okay.
$30 straight up. No tax.
Okay. And do you want that cash, check, change?
Cash or check is fine.
Cash or check? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I have that thing on my calf, and then I just want a massage in general because massages are great, you know?
Yeah, massage is wonderful.
All right. Well, thanks for your help, ma'am. I might be in soon.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Aloha.
Good night.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jerry with weeklywakeupcall.com. I was just making sure that our subscriber was awake today.
Are you serious?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jerry from weeklywakeupcall.com, making sure a subscriber was awake tonight.
You hit the wrong number.
Weeklywakeupcall.com, you didn't subscribe to us?
No.
Because we have a subscription down for your number.
What number? Do you have a name?
I can't see the names on this one. I just have numbers that I have to call.
Nope.
So
sorry.
You didn't subscribe at all to weeklywakeupcall.com?
I don't know who this is. Hello?
Hi, ma'am. This is Jerry. I think we got disconnected.
No, we didn't get disconnected. I hung up. It's 12:42 in the morning, and I told you I didn't request this. So
You didn't request weeklywakeupcall.com at all?
No.
Would you like to subscribe to weeklywakeupcall.com?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jerry from weeklywakeupcall.com.
Take my fucking number off your fucking list, will you? Or I will fucking find you. Bye.
Walmart, may I help you?
Hi, this is Jerry from weeklywakeupcall.com, making sure our subscriber was awake tonight.
Yeah?
Did you subscribe to weeklywakeupcall.com?
Sir, I work at Walmart.
Yeah, we get subscriptions from companies all the time, like a manager or employee will have someone subscribe to them to make sure their employees are staying up.
Yeah.
Did someone there apply to weeklywakeupcall.com?
Not that I know of.
So it wasn't you or anyone that was there?
No, sir. Not me.
Would you like to apply to weeklywakeupcall.com?
No, thanks.
What we do, we actually have like a payment plan. What it is you pay like $3 a week for 52 weeks, and what we do is call you a certain time of the week that you need to be up.
Well, sir, I'm up every night because I work at nighttime.
Okay, but if there's a time like maybe once a week, all of a sudden you have to be up at 10 in the morning. You know, you got to get up and do something real quick. Weekly wake-up call can be there for you.
No, thank you.
Would you like to try a 5-week free trial?
No, sir, I wouldn't.
So you don't need a weekly wake-up call at any time during the week?
No, sir, I don't.
Because we can replace your alarm clock. It's like keeping a home phone if you don't want a cell phone, and we can be an alarm clock and a phone for you.
No, thank you. Not interested.
So you're not interested at all? I can't sell this on you at all?
No, sir, you can't, because I'm not interested in it.
Is there anyone there that might be interested?
No, sir, I'm the only one back here.
And is there no one there tonight?
I'm the only one that answers the phone back here.
Could you transfer me to somebody that might be interested?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jerry from weeklywakeupcall.com, making sure our subscriber is awake tonight.
Oh, you got to quit doing this, Jerry. Unsubscribe me.
Unsubscribe you? So you didn't subscribe at all to weeklywakeupcall.com?
No, I never did. And you keep calling at freaking midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. This is not Florida.
Well, Florida is actually later than you are right now.
Well, but so why are you waking me up at 1 o'clock in the morning? Even if I did subscribe, I don't want to be woken up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, there's subscribers that do want to be woken up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and so we have their numbers for that.
I do not want to. I don't want to even subscribe. I don't know how I subscribe, but I did not subscribe to anything that I'm aware of.
Okay, so would you like to subscribe sometime in the future?
No, I don't know anything about your service.
Because we have a 5-week free trial you can try out.
I've never even heard of you, and so I don't know how I got signed up, but I do not subscribe to this, and I don't want to subscribe to it. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jerry from weeklywakeupcall.com, making sure our subscriber was awake tonight.
Hi, this is who?
Jerry from weeklywakeupcall.com.
Okay.
I'm making sure that our subscriber is awake tonight.
Yeah, I'm up.
Did you subscribe to weeklywakeupcall.com, sir?
I don't remember doing so.
Well, we have you down. Have you so far enjoyed our service?
I guess so.
Well, we kind of wanted to talk to you about our service because we saw that you like the weeklywakeupcall.com, but we also have dailywakeupcall.com. I was wondering if you want to sign up for that.
Not right now. I may go online and do that later, but...
Okay, so you might go on to weeklywakeupcall.com. It's at the bottom. It's dailywakeupcall.com. You just go there. You can sign up, and you can get calls daily to wake you up.
All right.
All right. Have a good night, sir.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jerry from weeklywakeupcall.com, making sure a subscriber was awake tonight.
Sir, what number are you calling?
I am calling...
And what's the purpose of the call?
This is weeklywakeupcall.com, making sure a subscriber is awake.
I don't know what we're subscribing to.
Weeklywakeupcall.com, it's, you subscribe to us, we call you once a week at a time you need to be awake, and we've just launched dailywakeupcall.com, which you can subscribe to be called a certain time of day to wake up every day.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, sir. I believe we got disconnected.
Yeah, you can take us off your list. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And we're weeklywakeupcall.com. We call people all times a day.
You know what? You don't need to call us anymore.
Okay, so you'd like to unsubscribe to us?
Yeah, I don't remember ever subscribing.
Would you like to subscribe to dailywakeupcall.com while you're at it?
No. Take us off. This is crazy.
Well, this is just weeklywakeupcall.com.
Just take us off your list.
Okay, so you want to be taken off the list completely?
Yes, I'm hanging up. Thank
and
you.
And you don't want to last for like a 5-week free trial? Because we can switch you to the 5-week free trial so
but
you don't have to pay.
You know what? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I understand that, sir.
Good night. Hello?
Hi, sir. We must have a bad connection. I got dropped on you again.
No, you know what? Please stop calling me.
So you want to unsubscribe to weeklywakeupcall.com?
I told you that.
Okay, I just want to make sure because people unsubscribe and they come back later and regret it.
You know what? Damn it, don't call me back. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I understand that, sir. I know, that's the third time you've told me it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why are you calling me?
Weeklywakeupcall.com, people subscribe to us and we call them to make sure that they're awake at a certain time.
Is this a joke?
No, this is weeklywakeupcall.com, sir.
Stop calling me.
Okay, I just need you to say, I consent to be released.
I told you that. I consent to be released.
Okay, I'll take you off our list, sir.
That's crap.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jerry with weeklywakeupcall.com, making sure our subscriber was awake tonight.
Why?
Because we had a subscription for weeklywakeupcall.com. Hello?
What do you want?
Hello, ma'am. This is Jerry. I need to make sure that our subscriber is awake, or else I'll get in trouble at my job.
There is no subscriber here for that.
For weeklywakeupcall.com?
No.
Because we...
Not what?
We have a subscription under your number.
Well, I don't know how you got it, but it was not from me.
Is there anyone else in the household that might have subscribed to our service?
No.
So no one there subscribed at all to our service? Because we've had people lately who have paid for the service and then regretted it and then just said that they had never subscribed in the first place.
I have never even heard of this service.
Weekly Wake Up Call?
Yes.
Okay, let me just give you the rundown. What we do is people subscribe to weeklywakeupcall.com for a time that they need to be awake. We have someone, me, for instance, tonight.
I don't need to be awake.
Okay, I was just making sure why we have a subscription down here. I just want to work this out.
Well, you shouldn't have, and if you do, then erase it, because I have not ordered it.
Okay, so are you the subscriber, or the person that would be subscribing if you were to have a subscription?
Yes.
Because I need someone's authorization to take it down.
Well, take it down.
Okay, and your first name? Okay, we don't seem to have Joan down here.
Well,
we have
what?
Your number is...
Yes.
Okay, we have that number, but we have it under a different name.
Under what name?
We have it under Jerry.
There is no Jerry in this household.
Okay, but that was your number, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure here because we seem to have a little problem here. Maybe someone subscribed under your phone number. We've gotten that from time to time.
Well, I have no idea who it would be, and especially anyone by the name of Jerry.
Okay, well, I was just calling to make sure that whoever subscribed was awake, but since no one subscribed, I guess I could give you a rundown if you would like to subscribe.
I would not.
You would not like to subscribe to Weekly Wake Up Call? It can replace your alarm clock.
No.
Because you could replace
one
appliance.
I do not need an alarm clock.
You don't need an alarm clock?
No.
Okay, just making sure, because a lot of people like to get rid of their alarm clock and just use their phone in general.
Well, you know, it's 12:21.
Mm-hmm. We get subscriptions for all times of day and night.
Well, that's wonderful, but I do not need it for now.
You don't need it for now? Would you like to subscribe up to a later time?
No, I do not.
Okay, ma'am, I was just making sure that you might want to try our service. We do have a 5-week free trial.
I do not want to try your service, and do not call back again.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the flashlight. What was that one again? I know, like, it was like a flashlight Barbie. It's like a Barbie that glowed in the dark. Okay, so just call them up and say, are you the one selling the flashlight?
Hello?
Hi, are you the one selling the flashlight?
Oh, hold on just a second.
Okay.
No, it's not a flashlight. It's a doll that has a flashlight.
It's a doll that has a flashlight?
Uh-huh.
What would the doll use a flashlight for?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's so cool.
I got a new Gmail. New voicemail from... I don't know. Let's not call it. That would be retarded. Play a message.
You not know that number?
Oh, hold on. Let's see. Hi, you just called here about the map that was... selling from Czechoslovakia. Could you please call me back? I gave you the number. Oh, the number I gave you. She gave me the wrong number.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Thank you for calling your West Maple Walmart, where you can save money to live better. How may I help you?
Hi, could I be transferred to electronics, please?
That would be me.
Hi, well, I'm looking for a CD of a song, but I don't really know the name of the song, but I know the beat.
Okay, what's that?
It goes, da na da 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 da.
Yeah, it doesn't sound familiar. Any idea on the lyrics or the artist's name?
Well, the hook kind of goes, da 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 da. But unfortunately, I don't know the song. I heard it on 89.7, but they didn't say the name of the song afterwards.
Okay. You can actually go on their website and check their playlist, but the song doesn't sound familiar to me right now, so...
Like, not at all? Do you want me to do it one more time?
No, I mean, the only thing, it kind of sounds like old show tunes, but...
It's kind of... Well, it's just, I mean, it's like... Dun, 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 dun. That's the drum line for it. It's like... Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it doesn't sound familiar. So, I mean, you can give their website a look and check their playlist, and then double check some of the songs on YouTube. And then once you find it, you can give us a call back and let me know.
Well, what's the website?
897theriver.com.
Okay, and it's a reputable website. I'm not going to get any viruses or anything by going there.
No, it's the radio's website.
Okay, will they have do they have the chords on there so I can match the beat there?
They don't. They have. They just have the artist name and the song title. So, like I said, I usually, whenever I'm looking for a song that I heard on the radio, I double check their playlist, and then I go to YouTube and start looking them up until I find the one that sounds right.
Okay. I guess I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Walmart on West Maple. How may I help you?
Hi, sorry, I just called you about the CD I was looking for.
Not me, just a second.
Okay.
Electronics.
Hi, I just called you about looking for a CD for me.
Right.
My sister actually was looking for one, and it goes, da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na-na, na-na-na-na. Do you know that one?
No. Still sounds like a show tune to me.
Sounds like a show tune. I mean, it was played on it was like current. I mean, it's a current song.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, same advice as the last one. Go to whatever the radio's website that she heard it on, check their playlist, and then try and look them up on YouTube.
Okay, because this one was a pop song. I'm not very well versed in pop, so I just kind of went off what she
told
me.
I'm not really either.
Hey, Rachel, she doesn't know, or the guy doesn't know. Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Don't call it a comeback.